The latest immigrant group facing deportation by the Trump administration are the Hmong. This Southeast Asian group first came to the United States as refugees. They were fleeing Laos and a communist crackdown after the Vietnam War. Now the United States is negotiating with Laos to send thousands back. Rob Menser of Wisconsin Public Radio has more.
Cold, we gotta do this.
On a bright, bitter cold winter day, members of the Hmong community and their allies gathered outside the courthouse in Wausau, Wisconsin.
Policies that rip American communities and families apart have no part in the American lexicon.
Ka Lo is the first Hmong woman elected to the county board. Her parents came to the U.S. as refugees in the late 1970s. She says news that the Trump administration wants to ramp up deportations of Hmong has galvanized the community. She says leaders, including herself, are speaking out in ways they never have before.
Now I have a message for our Hmong leaders, and I'm going to say this in Hmong.
In an interview after the rally, Lo said some Hmong leaders had been hesitant to hold a rally in the Republican-leaning county that voted for Trump.
My message in Hmong that I said was that we have to come together to help each other because we're not going to get through this dividing each other.
Hmong soldiers fought as allies of the United States in the Vietnam War. After the war ended, tens of thousands fled Laos and persecution from its communist government. And for years, the government of Laos wouldn't accept most deportees from the U.S. Now, the State Department has confirmed to NPR, the Trump administration is asking Laos to accept more deportees and has offered funding for a reintegration program there. The administration has secured a similar agreement with Cambodia and has also increased deportations to Vietnam. Yang Sao Xiong is a professor of Asian American Studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says Hmong communities are feeling betrayed.
There are times when they are treated as citizens, and then there are times when they're treated as clearly outsiders. So this relationship fluctuates depending on this larger political context.
There are about 300,000 Hmong people in the U.S., and most are citizens. But some are not, and about 4,500 of these green card holders have deportation orders against them. That's because they've been convicted of a crime or found to have violated immigration laws. Advocates say these people could still face persecution in Laos, and very few of them have any connection to that country.
Many of these individuals came into the United States as children.
Chai Mua works for Freedom, Inc., a Madison-based nonprofit that's helping those at risk of deportation to get legal protection. She recently met with a group of Hmong women who fled Laos years ago and whose children could now be deported.
These mothers are saying, these are the children that we had on our backs while we crossed the Mekong River. These are the children that we had risked our lives to bring here to the United States.
The Wausau World Market is a Hmong-owned mall with shops selling bubble tea, fishing gear, and traditional Hmong dress.
As you can tell, there's multiple shops through here, and then they also do farmers market.
Yiling Zhang is the director of Wausau's Hmong American Center. This central Wisconsin city of about 40,000 people has almost 5,000 Hmong residents, the highest concentration of anywhere in the U.S. Zhang says the negotiations with Laos have created panic in the community.
Because there's no information, it creates this fear that's still going on, this fear of the unknown.
Zhang and other leaders say they're trying to keep misinformation from spreading, and they're asking elected officials to step in to prevent the deportations. For NPR News, I'm Rob Menser in Wausau, Wisconsin.